that you get. Yes, I would like for someone to play KMB's Peach Fuzz, Kwame's Nasty. I would also like to hear some De La Soul tonight. If you also don't mind, Mr. Anwar also also prefer some LL Cool J Jingle and Baby. A little bit of Steezo. If you could find any song from Steezo, he would be greatly appreciative. Houdini, Friends, Freaks Come Out at Night. Well, hell, I work in academia, the Freaks Come Out of the Day. Thank y'all.
Ooh, yeah. It's your boy Randy Macho Man Savage, and every Friday when I'm up in heaven, I'm listening to the Crowcast with my boy King Jern, my girl Queen Jern. Ooh yeah, dang it!
Yo yo yo, what up? All the way live from 919. It's Fonte, Fontigolo, Tigolo, Tigolo, Tigolo. Giving a shout out to my people at NappyAfro.com.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100.
You're now listening to the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Pod Father, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and my last, a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. Now what I like to have right now is for all you redundant, vegan, spin class attendant podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sound like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over. A.K.A. a lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo. And my favorite A.K.A. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm still in the building.
Queen Germ is still in the building.
That's right. After coming back from Georgia, I want y'all niggas to know I'm still in the building.
Yeah, you're in the building.
COVID-19 can't hold me down.
In a plastic tube right now.
COVID-19, and I'm real loud to be in a tube, y'all.
We got a microphone inside her plastic, her little
Don't believe the hype.
She's in a dome right now.
Don't believe the hype. The niggas will lie to you.
Yeah, so.
Yes.
Like always, don't forget to, see, mess me up.
Just saying. See, keep it going, bud. Keep it going. We got it going. Come on now.
See, man, look, we're trying to be professional here. You just want to side rail the show and derail it or whatever you want to say. But like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast readers out there. Don't forget about our voicemail where you can call in at 347-201-2572. Call in, leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Don't forget about our Patreon. We can become a supporter of all things Nappy Afro and get shouted out on the show like our latest Patreon. Another first name, last name. I'm just going to say his name's Cody. So shout out to Cody. And we got Kendall. Cody and Kendall. Shout out to both of y'all,
all right,
man.
Shout out.
We appreciate your support, man. Seems like every week we shout somebody else out. Next week it could be you. You know what I'm saying? So, man, we appreciate that. And like always, the easiest way you can support the site is by retweeting it, sharing it, adding it to your story, telling a friend, just spreading the word about the Frocast. We really would appreciate it, man. Now that all the pandering's out the way, Queen Germ, how was your week?
It's been pretty good, you know.
No, say it with your chest like you were saying a few minutes ago. Now I got all my stuff out of the way. Say it like you were saying a few minutes ago.
It is still what it is.
Okay, all
right. But you know, I had to travel. I mean, it wasn't for a good reason. I had to go to my uncle's funeral. Mm-hmm. But I was able to see my parents, and mm-hmm. I wanted to see them during this pandemic just really because I just needed to see them, put my eyes on them for real. But, you know, people take for granted the whole grieving process. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people want to feel like, you know, it's one thing or the other, but... I feel like it's African American, definitely in my culture, in my family. You know, being together means a lot when you're going through something like that. Mm. And so being able to be there meant more than, you know, just about anything could have meant. So I was glad that I was able to be there to support my dad and the passing of his brother, and as well as being able to see my siblings, because all of us were there 100%. And to also be able to see my parents as well. So my week went pretty good. We had some losses. It seems as if Gregory Boyce and his girlfriend apparently were found dead in their house.
Who is this Gregory Boyce? You know.
Oh, sorry. He was a star on Twilight, the movie.
Twilight?
Yeah.
You watch this shit?
I mean, he's a young black man, 30
years old. Oh, he was black. Oh, I care now. I'm sorry. Now, go ahead. Oh, man. I saw some people saying it, but I was like, Twilight, that's that vampire shit. Nobody watched that bullshit.
Like one of the only, I think he might have been one of the only.
It's always one nigga on the vampire show. Did you ever notice that? Even on True Blood, it was one nigga.
They throw one of them in there just so y'all could watch.
I'm not watching. I don't like vampires, man.
I'm not really into that.
But rest in peace to Mr. Gregory. I'm sorry I made light of your death. I'm not trying to be funny.
Him and the girlfriend. So they're saying they're still investigating.
COVID? Was it the coronavirus?
Coroner said that it wasn't no foul play. Now people are coming out saying that it was some powdery substance there, but I ain't going there with that.
Andrew Gillum?
Kind of Gillum-ish. But, you know, so we're going to let the people rest in peace, and whatever they find out. Cause it doesn't really matter because it ain't going to bring them back. So, R.I.P. Gregory Boyce and girlfriend. So, yeah. And then, you know, y'all president, it's never a dull moment, so.
Whoa, don't talk too bad about him. We still waiting on the second round of stimulus checks.
I'm going to let y'all know about that, too. Just going ahead and say the queen said it first, but, you know, it's never a dull moment with y'all president.
What'd he do now?
And y'all ain't getting another check.
What you mean?
This motherfucker around here done run up the price of drugs and shit, because he telling people that he taking shit to keep him from getting...
What's that hydrochloroclinic or some shit like that?
No. Hydroxychloroquine.
That's what I was close. Hydroxychloronique or something like that. I was close.
Okay.
No say it one more time for the people at home.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Okay. He said he's been taking it.
He's been taking it for 10 days
it's been
now.
He's been taking it for weeks. It's been around for a while.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time, as long as people have been having malaria. That's not the same thing. You can't compare COVID-19 to malaria.
Listen.
You can't compare it is an anti-parasite drug. Okay? So y'all said this was a virus, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
now,
parasite,
I don't know a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so those are not the same thing. So you're taking a drug that is not for the anything that's in the class. Like what you claim you're supposed to be treating.
Mm-hmm.
And then this drug is to treat and cure people of,
mm-hmm.
not a preventative that you say you're taking because you've been exposed to somebody, but you don't have COVID. So you just done going and prescribe yourself some shit.
Hey, man, listen, bro. He said that, but what was that guy on Fox News who said, listen, man, you could die from this shit. He said, because people that's been taking this shit has got, like, issues. It can be deadly.
And then what did he say? What did your president say?
He's in good
what
shape.
Do we have to lose?
Yeah, what do we have to lose?
Your life. Your life.
Trump is not going to die.
He ain't got to. But I'm telling you, he doing stupid
people like him, they live forever.
Okay, but my point is, other motherfuckers who listening to him.
Oh, yeah, they're going to die.
They're going to die.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, it ain't that I'm thinking he going to die. I'm saying his influence can kill other people.
So he done already told people to drink Lysol.
Thank you. And they did it.
Yeah. And then they now he's telling them to take the
hydrochloric. And the prescription sales of this, because you only get it by a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
People, it has gone up 30-something percent.
Wow.
Some people were trying to say that he might own it or have some influence in it, and that's why he came out and said it, and they don't believe he really taking it. Because
nobody would let the president take
it. Exactly.
That's what they're saying. Yo, put that fucking shit down. They probably let him eat many filet fishes.
They might give him a prescription that he think that bottle say that, so he can just give
multivitamin.
Yeah, just give him some shit.
Tell him it's that shit. He not gonna.
But a sugar tablet or something. But just give it to him so he can shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But people don't think he is really taking it, but he just goes out and says all kinds of dumb shit.
He wakes up in the middle of the night. I want a milkshake 3 a.m. They were like, President, you can't have a milkshake at 3 a.m. Why not? Just because you can.
Like, he's a kid. He had like a big kid. And I'm like, this man is going to be 74 next month. There's no way in this world you going to tell me that you in the best shape and you 74, you taking random ass drugs.
Mm.
That shit, I mean, like, he just be wilding out. Like, he wild out on the little Asian lady who was a reporter.
Now, you know this is your week segment, right? This is not the show, but keep going. I didn't want to interrupt you.
But you did. So you meant to. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless.
I mean, I had to reel you back in.
That's
my job as the host.
Okay, you still derailing.
But no, nonetheless, this is good fodder. People at home loving this
okay,
right now.
Okay, they can love it. But what I want to say in closing, as the pastors would say, as they get ready to go and sit down and take up this lovely offering, is the fact that the young lady is a reporter. She asked him a question about why he's trying to make it a competition about the finding of the cure and all this and the other.
Race.
And he says, how about you ask China that? Ask China that question. You get a very different, some kind of response. And she said, well, why would you ask me to ask China? Because, of course, this young lady is a Chinese-American.
Asian
and so she identified, because she said she was born in China, but she lives here. She came here when she was a little kid.
Okay.
But the point is, he's always doing something just off the cuff. Wow. They have to try to help him just reel it back in some. Like, you want to reel me in. I don't know what his handlers do, because they clearly are sleeping on their job. Because nobody can tame this beast. This man is wild. He is uncontrollable. And he has been elected to be the president and will be the president for another 4 years. The shit is ridiculous.
Y'all remember back from 2000 to 2008, y'all thought George Bush was the worst thing that ever happened to America? Look back at it now. George Bush was all right.
He was all right.
He was all right. Like, he was funny. Right. He wasn't like, he didn't take himself too seriously. He surrounded people that knew how to do the job. You know, he wasn't like Trump. Trump feels like he knows how to run everything. He knows how to run the country. He knows how to do this. He knows how to do that. But you don't, dude. And it's okay saying, hey, let me go get somebody that really knows how to do it instead of giving your friends jobs. Now, you're doing some nigga shit. You giving all your friends jobs and they're not qualified for. And, you know,
y'all lying and doing all kinds of miscellaneous bullshit.
I mean, it's just like, I mean, I would do the same thing if I was president.
Yeah.
I would abuse my power. I'm not going to lie to y'all. If y'all vote me president, I'm abusing my power. I'm abusing it. I'm not going to do nothing crazy, get a country in a war or nothing like that. But am I going to do some shady dealings and know some money yet? And yes, all of that. Put my money behind something and then call some crazy shit to go up. Then I'm doing all of that. Yes. So,
at the expense of people's lives?
Nobody's lives will be lost.
Oh, okay.
Maybe their livelihood or something like that, you know, but this happens.
Okay.
Yeah, it happens. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But as far as my week, man, oh, man, crazy fucking week,
I
man.
Never asked.
Crazy week. Just normal life stuff. I got nailed in my tire. Go to Sam's Club to get it fixed. Oh, my tire place is closed down. So what the hell am I supposed to do with this warranty claim I got? I really don't know what to tell you. You don't know what to tell me, so I did my diligence, and they told me if I come in there, buy a tire, take it somewhere else to get it mounted on, bring the tire back, they give me my money back. Okay, we'll do that then, Sam's Club, and y'all better have my motherfucking money, or I'm going in them glasses, straight up. That's what I'm going to tell the manager, because right now, hey.
You put me in a hole.
Thank you. You put me in a hole. So, yeah, that's far as my week been going. Had a 4-day weekend. I was off. Birthday was last week, so I kind of celebrated over the weekend. Got fucking hammered Thursday night. I got drunk, so drunk on Thursday.
Yeah, when his wife was gone, but go ahead.
Friday, I just couldn't do nothing. I was just dead to the world. Like, so, yeah, I was actually hungover, I believe, you know what I'm saying, on Friday. So, other than that, man, great week. Interesting show, man. Watch, yeah, just good week, man. So, let's go ahead and get into this outline, man, because I got a Madden date in like an hour, I think. You know what I'm saying? Because the things that they get off at 9, they live in another time zone. So, it's for, this game, I have to get in the playoffs. It's the Dr. Brace of Madden League. I got to win this game to get in the playoffs. So, it's a win or go home deal for me.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, I'm gonna win, babe. Fuck that.
Okay.
Well, your boy Boosie made the news again. Boosie had some comments about he paid for his son and all his nephews to get their dicks up when they was like 12 or 13 years old, and he just, you know, he don't see nothing wrong with that, and you know,
so
a lot
of women going to jail for
he
rape.
Just said it was a grown woman too. He said, what's the point of getting a little girl to do it when she ain't gonna do it right? You know what I'm saying? So get a grown woman to do it.
So she's gonna go to jail for statutory rape.
Possibility. There's a possibility that could happen. So what I want to know is, would you be okay with your brother or hell, me, for instance, paying a prostitute to Get our son, you know, break his virginity off.
No. I mean, I'm never okay with any of that stuff because, number one, it's nasty. Lil Boosie doing it is not surprising.
Mm.
But the point is, if you that lame, you can't get your dick sucked by somebody?
Yeah.
Like, you got to go and pay for stuff this early in life. Like, what is it for? What is it for? Like, what are you proving? Like, a nigga can get his dick sucked, like, they ain't doing shit.
He said, I'm training them boys right. Ask any of my nephews. Ask any of them. Ask my son. Yeah, when they were 12, 13, they got dicks up. That's how it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? And so, of course, the outrage on social media was nuts. And Boosie kind of like canceled his, he deleted his Twitter for a little while. But he's back on, his Instagram for a little while. But he's back. You know what I'm saying? Because in Louisiana, it's illegal to solicit sex workers and for anyone over the age of 17 to engage in sex, including oral sex, with anyone under the age. But Boosie referred to the sex workers he hired as super grown. Oh, man. And so, you know, some people was calling for, you know what I'm saying, the police be called on this situation and everything.
I mean,
like
are
that.
They still underage?
I mean, he said at the time they were 12, 13, 14. I mean, so at the time, it don't matter if you're underage now. It's the time of the incident.
I mean, I know what it means.
Yeah.
I mean, but at the same time, if this is what they're doing, that's what they're doing. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But all I can tell you is I ain't going to say whether somebody need to go to jail or not. But as a grown woman, I don't think there's enough money in the U.S. mint for me to get down and suck a 12-year-old dick. I just don't see it.
You telling me. Somebody get down there and suck that baby dick. You ain't doing.
No. No, because that mean I got to wash this 12-year-old nigga too, because 12-year-olds ain't washing. This motherfucker dick dirty as hell. You think I'm going to jump on there?
He just came from outside playing 21 with his whole boys.
And then probably ain't washing 3 days. Ain't washing 3 days. I'm going to go put my face down between this little boy legs. No, I don't want that in my life. That's no. Mm. So she must have been damn near a crackhead
She might have been a sex worker.
Whatever. Y'all can try to dress it up to make it sound like it's something decent all you want, but
So would you say the same thing? Would you look at the lady that was stripping for the young boys? You look at her in the same light as the lady that's sucking dick for the young
boys?
These
people got to draw a line somewhere. Kids do not have any business being exposed to sex.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so how you feel about the auntie that's dancing with the little baby at the family reunion, like dance with the grown person? You know, they dancing, you know what I'm saying, you know.
They ain't grinding on them.
Someday, well, it's just...
I mean, if you take it that far, then you're wrong. But all like people having fun with young kids, fully clothed, not grinding and rubbing your titties all into people's face, then I can understand that. But some stuff you just really shouldn't do. Like, when it comes down to actually the woman taking her clothes off in front of the kids, or the kids taking their clothes off, getting head, whatever, with the grown people... That's too much. Because, like I said, they may see nothing wrong with it, but there are some boys who have traumatic experiences.
A lot of boys.
With women who are older, and people think, oh, you should just do it because that's what boys do. Every boy ain't built like that.
Yep, you're
so
right.
You should not expose those kids to that kind of stuff.
I got a homeboy right now. That happened to him. He got exposed to an older woman, and it kind of fucked him up because that's all he would go after. And I'd be like, bro, why are you going after this woman 40? You like 20. Like, she 45, 50. I asked him one time, I said, what's the oldest woman you ever hit? He was like, late 50s. I said, late 50s? I'm sitting there like, nigga. Something is wrong, but it goes back to that first experience. It was with an older woman, and that fucked him up. And his, you know what I'm saying, his going forward. And I was just like, but a lot of boys will have that story that the older girl took their virginity. And you know what I'm saying? So women, y'all got to take some of the blame for this toxic behavior.
No,
y'all started some of this deviant behavior.
No, it was
a woman that took my virginity. That's what that man said.
That mean the niggas is weak.
No, it's not meaning weak. That's the same thing. If so, you telling me a 9-year-old girl was having sex with her first?
That's rape.
It's rape either way. What are you talking about?
Did you solicit this woman?
It doesn't matter if I solicited or not. So you telling me if a 16-year-old girl came to me and was like, "Oh, come here," and she solicited me, and I'm that's still rape. I know she's 16. Same thing around. You know that little young boy, 16. Oh, that little boy. One day I'm gonna fuck around and wait. I'm gonna mess around and get him what he want one day. That's still rape.
Not if he of age.
No, if he's 16, if he's not of age, if he's under.
I'm saying you just said one day. So one day, on his 18th birthday, I jump out the cake. Then after, it's all fair game.
That little young man, like that day you with Adrian.
Oh, don't do that.
With Coco Frazier.
Don't do that.
Like, you told me something. I thought he was headed down the road. Yeah, you see what you did.
I thought he was finna be gay, so I won't try to have
you
him.
You sit there and try to give him a lap, then next thing you know, this man about that. I was like, you did the wrong thing. Like, he messed around, grabbed you one night, you walking up these steps and pull you in his apartment. But what happened? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you can't.
I was trying to look out for him. Mm-hmm. He was in an environment that was
That's what the woman was doing for Boosie kids, looking out for him.
No, I ain't never sucked no kids' dicks.
Hey, you gave him a 3-second lap dance.
A 3-second lap dance.
That was enough for him to
all
boing,
my clothes on.
Boing.
Exactly.
That man probably bust on himself. You know, he was about 14, 15 at the time. That man probably nutted all on himself.
That's not my problem.
You see what happened after that? The man get a kid, all that and everything.
He got two kids, huh?
But he had one back then.
Oh, well.
Because he got one now that's like way older than one.
He ain't.
Yes, he...
He didn't have a kid before we had
yes,
one.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He had a little boy.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe.
You remember that little boy he's having? That was his kid. That little baby boy? That was his kid.
That's not true.
Yes, it was. I'm telling you, that man had a kid. I seen the kid growing up now on Snapchat. So, yeah, man. So, listen, man. So, yeah, a lot of boys have that story. Some older girl took their virginity and you know what I'm saying? That, like you said, that might be some stuff in the back of their head. It might be some damage done. And who knows? But it happens. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it happens. But
that's
grown
not
people,
how it's supposed to be.
Grown people have to take responsibility. And rather you...
Exactly.
Are the one participating, the one soliciting these people, paying these people, whatever. That shit is sick. And you got to be nasty to think that shit is appropriate. I mean, I can understand if you said your son was 18 and you paid for some strippers. I could deal with that a whole lot better.
17.
21. You know what I'm saying? Y'all wilding out. You had a good old party. You got everything going. Okay? But you talking about somebody 12 and 13? These niggas need to make sure they know their damn schoolwork. Mm-hmm. When they was 8, did motherfuckers know their multiplication facts? Probably not, but they done got their dicks up at 12. That's the shit that you do. That's the shit that you investing in. No, I'm not for it.
Like,
I'm
I know one day, my son was young, and he came to me one day, and he was like, "Daddy, can I look at some women online or something?" I was just like, you know what I'm saying? It made me proud for a minute, because I said, good. My boy more steered than he is queer, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he was at a young age, and he asked to see some, you know, I ain't showing him nothing, like, crazy. I was just, like, you know, showing him fully clothed women, like, uh-huh. And then it's like, he got his eye full, and then he was like, thank you. And then he walked away, and I was just like, he was like, I'll keep a secret, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like.
See, this is what happens when your mama walk away from you.
Hey, man. And this was back in Athens. This was, he was little. That's why I was just like. Good, my boy, you know, he, you know what I'm saying? He like looking at women. So, you know, I mean, you know, most men, I don't care what you're saying right now, you're listening, no man, you know, that's what you hope for. I mean, call it old school, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But you just wait for your son because you don't know, you know, then when you see your son start to show interest in girls and he like, you like, yes, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. Sorry if I had to go on the deep end right there.
I mean, but that's it with anybody. I mean, and I think more so than anything, it's not even so much of people not wanting them to be gay. It's not wanting them to go through what gay people go through. I mean, I think
people are mean to gay people for no reason. You know what
I'm saying? That's my thing. I think parents' issue is they want to keep their kids from any kind of hurt or danger or whatever. So it's not even people looking at it like, oh, damn, you're gay. It's looking at it like, damn, I got to protect you from these crazy-ass motherfuckers who will harm you because you're gay.
Like a lot of y'all Christian people, y'all got a problem with gay people, but your damn musician's gay. Damn pastor halfway gay. You know what I'm saying? Pastor halfway gay. But I understand the Christian folk why they so hard on gays, but they don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't get it. Like I said, y'all know my mantra. You gay, live your life. I don't give a damn. As long as you ain't in my yard, breaking in my house, I don't care what you do. I really don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Like I always say, if you ain't fucking me, I don't care who you fucking.
I don't care. I'm a live and let live person. So, like I said, and this is another thing with parenting. Y'all always want to tell people, you don't tell people how to parent their kids. But when Boosie said this, you want to tell him how to parent their kids. And I know
now you know that shit is that's law breaking.
But it was in response to how Boosie was saying that. How Dwayne Wade parent his kids. So they was getting on him about like, oh, so you got a problem with him doing that with his kid, but you letting your son get his, you paying for your son to get his dick sucked. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I get it. But
I mean, I just don't understand. I can understand if it was like, even if you'd had, I mean, okay, it's wrong. But damn, you talking about somebody that's super grown. Is she super grown like 40?
Super grown.
Is she super grown like 50? Is she super grown like what? Like, I'm not understanding. Like, why would you want somebody old ass to be over here? She might not want to never get his dick sucked again. Like, for real?
Damn. I mean, but think about it. Like, let's be real. Let's just play devil's advocate here. Your son get his meat sucked by a girl in his school. Now, I'm just saying, I don't know. Like, the girls these days might be amazing. But I know in my days, you fuck around and you might be missing your dick. You mess around with a girl back in the day. Because back in the day, that was just taboo. Like you,
well, these hoes out here now, they sucking dick.
Yeah,
they sucking dick.
Yeah, they doing the cucumber challenge. Yeah, they.
These are some hoes out here.
I
wasn't about the dick sucking. I was scary.
Let me ask you a question. Why is it okay for, like, the promiscuity? Like, you know, like women, like, what? Not saying there's nothing wrong with it, because women, hey, do what you want to do. But why is it now that it's like a badge of honor to say, yeah, I fucked them and I sucked it? Like, why is it so?
Because, first of all, I think we're coming into a age where everybody's proud of whatever they do, right? Mm-hmm. So people feel like if they like sex, they don't need to have to hide it. And I'm one of those people, because I feel like it's too much shaming that goes into sex. Sex is something that should be an experience between whoever is in.
But you know, humans are the only people that have sex for fun, right? The only species that have sex for fun. Sex is for recreating.
Exactly. Procreating. And that's the premise of a lot of people's thing when you talk about these other things that other people who can't have kids. But whatever, that's a whole other story. But my thing is, we should be able to have it for enjoyment. We're people. We're on the top of the food chain. So why the fuck? We can't do everything the animals do. So if we up here at the top of the food chain and we say we want to have sex for fun, let's have sex for fun. I can't handle more babies, but hell, we will have to figure out something that we going to stop having sex. That's crazy. Like, just because we decided we're not having no more kids, if that's what you're doing it for. So my thing is, having sex should not be something where you got to look bad or feel bad or whatever. Because if you had a one-night stand, hell, it wasn't good. Only way I'm going to feel bad about it is the shit you let me down in the bedroom. But other than that,
the man never feels that way, but go ahead.
I'm sure. They don't care. As long as they bust a nut every time.
That was the object. That was the object. So whether it took 1 minute, 5 minutes, 35 minutes, 25 minutes. Bing! Yeah. Hey.
16 seconds. Or whatever.
Sometimes you meet a demon that'll pull one out of you in 16
and
seconds.
That's what it do.
The demon. That's what you call them. You leave them alone. You walk away from that person. You never see them again. You don't look that person in the eye.
Yeah, you can't because you're shame.
No, because that means that they're not shame. It's just like that is the, you know, you got some good stuff when you shooting them off like that. Nigga getting you like, oh my God. You just like, yep, another one bites the dust. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, you leave them demons alone, buddy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. People shouldn't be ashamed if you like having sex. Have sex. Enjoy it. Hey, just do what you do.
Stream this week is Purple Punch. Purple Punch. You know what I'm saying? If you just want to know, people, I know every week I'm going to tell y'all, it's going to be one week I'm coming here, I'm like, no strain this week. We smoking a Rock Jones special, which is the Roaches in the Ashtray.
Oh.
That's what I call it, the Rock Jones special. But anyway, next topic, man, that Boosie topic, like I said, people, they're going to do what they want to do with their kids, bro.
Yeah, but that's nasty. And I hope nobody has to get caught up in no shit, because he can go to jail, they can go to jail. There's a lot going on right there.
Speaking of going to jail, these prisoners are in jail now. They're trying to get the COVID for early release. If you was in jail right now, would you try to contract the coronavirus so you could get early release?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So you'd be right there licking poles and everything.
Shit. Licking doorknobs and light switches in this motherfucker.
Hey, man, let me get some of your drink. Nah, man, give me some of that drink. Who had coffee? Hey, can I switch rooms? I want to be in there with Coffin John.
Yeah, I need to be up in all that. I mean, and especially for me, I done had this shit in February.
Stop saying that.
You know, I ain't even concerned. I eats the COVID. Yeah. Fuck that shit. I ain't even worried about it. I got the cure.
Yeah, okay.
I'm for real. They need to come and check these antibodies. I promise you, they can get it. They can get a vaccine real quick.
A lot of people had the corona, according to you, and was cured.
Listen, the people, they...
We want to know, will you be willing to do it to get out of jail?
So yes, and I said yes. I said yes. Because the shit, you can be cured from it.
What if you only had like 2 months to go?
If I didn't have it 2 months ago, I'd ride it out. Because it ain't worth the chance. But anything than a year...
Oh, more than a year? So a year? Oh, okay. So anything, 2 years, a year, you going to go ahead and walk it out?
Yeah, I'd probably walk it out in a year. But anything over that, hell no. I would have been getting it. Mm. I would have been there getting it. Them people would have been like, well, damn, you seem like you chasing. Yes, I need that. I need that.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Well, you know who not getting out because of the COVID? They denied R. Kelly for the third time. They denied Bill Cosby. They denied Harvey Weinstein. They making these niggas stay in motherfucking jail.
Yeah. They took out your boy, though. Who? Manitol or something. What's his name?
Oh, Manafort.
Manitolism, I think, is a drug, but yeah.
Manafort, I think he's like, you know, he's one of Trump buddies.
Yeah, he is. So, I mean.
Come on, man. He's protected. He's a made guy. Got some bad news out there. A lot of OnlyFans accounts are being deleted and simps are getting refunds. Thoughts Everywhere are screaming in protest because OnlyFans started as a site for YouTube creators to connect with their fans. Somehow, some stotty waddy waddies, they found out about OnlyFans and they started posting over there. So OnlyFans turned a blind eye to all the, because they're not supposed to have any nudity on their site. So OnlyFans turned a blind eye to everything that's going on. Actually, they got bought out by another company and they turned a blind eye to all the nudity. But now that Beyonce came out last week and said something about starting OnlyFans, like I said, we talked about it a couple shows ago. The surge has been going up. Everybody's doing it. And now they starting to, you know, delete some of the accounts and refund people their money because it's just like, this is not what we intended it for. But you made millions, turn a blind eye to it, but now because they're scared that, of course, some young girl going to post on there or some sex trafficking going to go on and people, prostitution, because they're saying it's just like Craigslist. You can set up OnlyFans and, set up meets and have meet and greets or whatever and, you know, be fucking people on there. It's crazy. You know, prostitution is one of the oldest professions and they keep modifying the way it's being sold.
And it's going to keep being sold.
Yeah, because look, Like that video said, pussy too cheap now. Pussy is too cheap. Everybody can get pussy. It's supposed to be everybody not supposed to be getting pussy. Some niggas not supposed to be able to get none. But now everybody can get pussy. Pussy is readily available to anybody that want it, and it shouldn't be that way.
And it should be.
No, but it like, shouldn't. What should have to work for the pussy. Y'all women making it too easy for the niggas to get pussy out here. I'm speaking of you as in women, and I'm speaking for me as in men. So don't
calm
look
down,
at me like
calm
you.
Calm down, calm down, okay. Calm down.
So y'all women making it too easy to get pussy. Like they said, the price of pussy, $40 now. $40 fucking.
But the point is, what is the hot commodity?
That would never got us no pussy back in the day. $40?
What is the hot commodity? Like, if you in a relationship with a nigga, shit, y'all whining and dining and doing all this other shit, you're fucking. So, what's the big deal?
But if you at home people playing Xbox away for, all day, playing Fortnite, you know, I ain't got to talk to these girls no more. I could just be like, huh, I got $40. Let me call this girl. She'll let me bone. And I can go back to playing games and eat pizza rolls with my friends. Be lame as fuck, know nothing. You know what I'm saying? That ain't how it's supposed to go down.
Shit, I'd rather them pay for some pussy than to be out there raping people. Jumping out of motherfucking bushes on somebody.
I mean, paying for pussy it has its advantages, but it has its disadvantages. I mean, you pay for it directly and indirectly anyway.
Exactly.
But the direct payment is like, hey, no stress, no fuss, attached. No nothing. Like, yo, you can't, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the indirect paying, you know, you gotta get a haircut, gotta get an outfit, gotta take her out. You know what I'm saying? You got to, all this money you're trying to quarter just to bag her. You know in your mind, all you doing is trying to bag. So you got to add up all this money you spent just trying to bag. That's what you paid for the pussy. When you could have just spent that 40, bam, got everything knocked out the way, gone out the door. You know what I'm saying? Some of them cheaper than that. Some girls fucking for foes I hear out here.
Nah, ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Listen.
Ain't no way.
Listen.
Anyway.
Four for foes.
Buy me a damn half a gallon of Tito's or something.
Half a gallon of tea?
I said Tito's.
Oh, I'm about to say, God, dog.
I don't even drink tea like that.
I'm about to say a half a gallon of tea. Dang, I bet that's like $2. Mm-mm. Not even two, that's $1.99. No, Jesus.
Sir. I mean, I can't sell my stuff. But I just don't understand it. I mean, like you say, you do it in different type of ways. But that transaction, there could never be me. Like, there's something about it that just don't feel... like a lady. It don't.
It's a business decision. It's a business,
and it's not cool. Because for one, the same way you fucking me, you fuck somebody different tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or whatever day. Okay. The same way with me. I'm fucking somebody different all the time. That just, I don't know. That's just too much activity. Mm-hmm. I can't have that much traffic going on.
Hey, man. And they say grass don't grow on a busy street.
Hey, that's what they say. That's what they say. My Lord.
I mean, oh, man. But, yeah, man, like I said, man, shout out to all those people out there buying that pussy, man. Keep the market going. Shout out to the ladies. Y'all need to bring the price of pussy back up, but I doubt it. It's rock bottom right now. It ain't never going back up, ladies. Y'all lost y'all leverage, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And it's sad. Like, then you got some girls that hit $10,000, $15,000. Nigga, please, okay? If I pay you $15,000, you stay with me for 2 weeks. Like, you ain't going home tonight. Like, you crazy. Like, you with me for 2 weeks.
I guess if you want that headache that long.
What? 15 grand? Like,
I mean, you just need to say that she got a standing appointment every Tuesday or whatever.
I must have paid for this for the year or something. This is upfront payment because this ain't no one-time deal. Like, if I give you $15,000 one time, the next time I see you, we still smashing. And you don't. If you looking for another 15, I'm like, nigga, you crazy.
That's when it's called rape.
No, it's not rape. I'm gonna be like,
that's
yo.
That's when it's called rape.
I'm not gonna rape you. It's not gonna happen.
She might think that you finna just send that same electronic transaction.
Oh no. Because
you ain't getting $15,000 in mm-hmm. no cash, so you got to be wiring it to some type of way from account to account.
Can't cash out. The max is $2,500. So I tell her, hey, that's the max you can get, $2,500. You know what I'm saying? Next time I see another $25. Next time I see another $25. That's what.
It sounds like you a good little hoe. $7,500. You said it three times.
Yeah, okay. Then four would be 10. Yeah, so 5 times would get you. No, 6 times. Yeah, that'll get you your 15,000. You got to be six times, though, if that's your rate. But
if that's your rate.
I couldn't pay that much, man. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't even see. I don't even understand what type of niggas they're dealing with. They only can be dealing with rich niggas because a regular nigga don't have $15,000 to give you the smash. That's you, my wife. If I'm paying you $15,000.
I mean,
I'm just being real because the average nigga making $60,000 a year.
Come on.
And I'm going to give you $15,000 because if I'm getting $60,000 after taxes, I'm going to give you a 25% for 25 minutes probably. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to give you a fourth of my check. We live together. We are together. We a couple.
Hypothetical. Let's say Queen Germ out there selling that thing. Hypothetical. What's your rate? Be realistic.
If I'm going to be realistic.
Be realistic.
And I got to, in my reality of these things, I got to realize this ain't me. This ain't something I can do on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, I'm going to have to say.
The first time you do, what's the first price you're going to shoot out of somebody before they let you know what the market value is?
I'm going to say, I guess I gotta say like 1,000.
1,000?
You can't negotiate backwards if I start low. So then if a nigga feel like he getting a deal.
You going to the white man. You ain't dealing with no niggas. Because you go to a nigga talking about a grand, that nigga gonna laugh you out the room.
They like, it won't make me no difference because I got a real job.
No. I said the hypothetical. This is the opposite, the upside down, like on Stranger Things. This is not the queen germ that had the life that you had, but it had a rough life and everything just was, she's selling that thing.
If I start at 1,000 and he work his way down to 250, then hey, we might be at 250. But I don't think I could take no less than $250 because I got to be able to at least pay a bill. You can't walk away.
250 is your number.
It's like the lowest.
250. That's your number. So that's what 250. I'm gonna be real. $75. That's what I asked for.
Yeah, I can't.
For my services. $75.
$75, really?
$75.
You lowballing.
That's what I think that's good market value. Like, I mean, penis is readily available. So if you willing to pay $75 for it, I feel like I'm winning. Cause you got some top notch guys only getting like $100, $150. You know what I'm saying? Porn stars get like $200 for their scenes. So I feel like $75, that's affordable. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna hurt your pockets or nothing like that. If you want to put it in your budget, you know what I'm saying? $75 a week. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing but $300 a month.
That's a lot.
That ain't a lot for no, you know.
Some of the good stuff.
You know what I'm saying? I get a boyfriend dick. You want to get a boyfriend dick for $75. Okay. Like, you want to pay $40, you can get that, you know what I'm saying? Like, at sneaking that quickie, like, you know what I'm saying? Family function penis. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. You know what I'm saying? You get that.
Not at the family functions.
You know, some people go off in family functions.
In the closet.
Have a little tryst in the bathrooms or off somewhere real quick. And it'd be one of them little... You know, so you can get that for like, you know, lower. You know, I have a sliding scale, man. You know,
but I'd be a regular.
It'd be $40 to $75. Yeah, if you're a regular man, I might even work a special for you, man.
Maybe I can get it for the $40.
It depends.
I'm saying if I'm coming through every other day,
Every other day, yeah, I'll cut you a good deal because then you know, then I'm beating the $75 a week. Then
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get more than $75. Yeah.
See, I have to slow you down because I'm like, I feel like she's trying to make me her boyfriend. Like, this is too much.
Whoa, okay.
I was like, every other day, ma'am. Like, come on now. Like, come on.
I mean, 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah. But then, you know, you probably want priority and stuff. I'm like, hey, I'm a little busy right now. Oh, but I'm busy right now.
You should be answering the phone if you really was busy. So since you picked up the phone and talked to me,
too busy. Hey,
tell that hoe to get out of the way.
My phone number say rent money when you call. That's what it say.
It say rent money.
That's your name under my phone. When it rings, say rent money. Hey, what's going on?
Okay.
That's what it say. So, you know. But, yeah. So, shout out to all the OnlyFans people out there, man. Good luck. And, you know, hey, keep doing what you're doing,
keep
bro.
Home.
Yeah, it's a good world out there. Mike Tyson coming back. Are you interested?
No.
You don't want to see 52-year-old Mike Tyson fight?
To do what? Bite people?
I mean, they say they in talks with him in Holyfield part 3.
I need to be able to see him.
Did you see the video?
With.
Like him working out and everything?
No.
Look it up on your phone real quick. On that new, shout out to T-Mobile with the Galaxy, what is it?
S20.
S20. You know what I'm saying? T-Mobile, if you want to throw some money our way, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we'll throw your ad right here in the show. You know what I'm saying? Look up Mike Tyson training video. Go to YouTube. Shout out to YouTube, man. One of the greatest inventions, websites of all time, man. I remember when YouTube first hit, man. We just used to watch it for like bullshit. Now you can watch YouTube for everything. You don't know how to change the headlight in your car?
Solar wireless battery pack.
Go to YouTube.
I'm excited. Let's see what's inside. I really like the build.
Yeah, look at one.
The pre-workout is designed to really
what
help
is that?
You get through those moments.
No,
where
man.
You're
put
you said Mike Tyson.
Put Mike Tyson hitting bags.
This kind of stuff.
Yeah, man. Queen Germ all over the place. She Queen Germ act with technology like an old person sometimes. It'd be so funny for her to be young. Purple. Look at him on that bag. That's an old man, Mike. Look at him. The punch is still. You don't want none of that. 52 years old. Mike said he still got it. Ah, look at them punches. I'm back. He said, I'm back.
I guess.
So 52-year-old, I'm interested in seeing him fight. I mean, me and Saul Wright had a big argument. Not an argument. We was having a debate in the group chat. He he was talking about Mike Tyson. You know, I said some, you know, I had a nice little hot take. I said, Mike Tyson never beat anybody good. And you know what I'm saying? And I said, who did he beat good? And, you know, not saying Mike Tyson won a great boxer. Great boxer. Great fighter. He just won a great boxer. And, you know what I'm saying? We was arguing about technique and everything. I said, Mike ain't had no technique. And, you know, Saul was like, yo, you crazy. And so we were just going back and forth. And I still stand by it. Mike Tyson beat a lot of, I ain't going to say he ain't beat nobody good. I ain't saying he beat nobody good, but all the good people that he fought, he lost to. You know what I'm saying? So that's my hot. Like, I love Mike Tyson. Don't get me wrong. So please stay out the fucking comments with the Mike Tyson hate. I know that's everybody's favorite boxer. But listen, Mike, Evander Holyfield beat his ass, and Lennox Lewis beat his ass. They outboxed him. And that was Mike Tyson's problem. If you outbox him, you could beat him. If you couldn't withstand that flurry of the first two, three rounds, you know, he's going to knock your fucking ass out. Because Mike was going, he was out there hooking on niggas, like, bop, 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 uppercutting your ass. Like, Mike would bust your fucking ass. But, you know, 52-year-old Mike, as long as you still fight somebody 52 in your age range, I'd be okay with it. Please don't try to fight none of these young niggas. Don't try to fight Tyson Fury. Somebody actually told me that Mike Tyson could beat Tyson Fury now. I said, y'all are fucking crazy. I said, he wouldn't even touch Mike Tyson Fury. Tyson would box his ass. He's 6'9". Mike couldn't get close to him. Are you crazy? But anyway, I digress. Gilbert Arenas. He said he recently won the Powerball. He hit for like $300,000, right?
He didn't win the Powerball then.
Well, I mean, he got like the 5 out of 6 or something like that.
Okay.
And he credited a homeless man with giving him the, helping him win the lottery.
So he did he give the man some money?
He went back and gave the man some money.
Okay.
So I would like to know, if a homeless person help you win the lottery, how much money are you giving them? $300,000. What cut would you give them?
I'd say maybe $50,000.
$50,000? Now, I hear you. I would give them about $1,000 or $2,000. Because, hey, I'm just saying, listen, first of all, you're homeless. You don't need to have $50,000 on you. That's too much.
He might be able to give him a nice little
place. No, you're homeless for a reason. You made some bad decisions, and you know.
This is the up that he needs.
No, it's not. You're going to be back down. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't be homeless and I just give you $50,000. Guess what? You're going to be a dead homeless nigga with $42,000 on you. Because you done smoked up $8,000 worth of dope. You and your friends, and they done robbed you with your money and left you dead.
I'll take him to the bank and get him a
account. No. That's not going to work. So what I would do is I give him about $2,000. No, I give him $5,000. I ain't going to front. I give him $5,000. Hey, here you go, man. Here's $5,000. Keep it moving. Because Gilbert said the story went like this. He had went out the house, ran into a homeless man, didn't have his wallet, and he only had $10 on him. He had to get gas and his lottery ticket. So he's the homeless man asking for some money. He said, look, man, I ain't got nothing but $5 and I got to get gas. And he said, well, where you going? You're going to need that $5. So just keep it. And let me, you know what I'm saying, give me some money if you win. And so he got to the store, played his numbers, he got a call, it was a guy from the store, a text, and it was like, yo, man, you won. And so he called the man back, went up to the store, he's like, hey, man, you won. He was like, what you mean I won? I ain't get to play my numbers. He said, I played your numbers for you. Because I guess he played the same numbers all the time at the same store. And so he was on his way to that store and didn't. So apparently he won $300,000, went back, said he gave the man an undisclosed amount of money. And you know what I'm saying? He did that. So, shout out to No Chill Gil. Finally, he does something good. But you better than me if you get... I wouldn't have gave him no more than $2,000 because that's too much money for him to have, and he's in that bad situation. Like, if he was a homeless person, that was just
he
like...
He might help him get him a little small, like a small little house or...
That $2,000, he could upgrade his house on Skid Row. On Skid Row. Shout out to them.
He could be a working person.
If he was a working homeless person, then yeah, that $50,000 would be great. But if you're just a homeless nigga... $5,000 would do you great. $5,000 would do you amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I would tell him, like, look, bro, I can give you $100 a day for 50 days. Is that $5,000? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I give you $100 a day for 50 days. It'll be right here at this spot every day. Come at 12 o'clock or 3 o'clock, your $100 will be here. You know what I'm saying? I do him like that. You know what I'm saying? But you just can't, because you give him that big load of money, he's going to make a bad mistake. He's going to. So? Yes! Just like the little singing bum. Remember him, the man with the golden voice?
He was so nice.
And yeah, you see what happened to him? Crash and burn. Too much fame, too fast. Let him right back the way he was. I mean, I think he might have cleaned up again, but he fell off the wagon. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, man, me too. So, yeah. So, shout out to them. Shout out to them. You know, that was great. And shout out to Sleazy for the question, man. Sleazy the Black Farmer, a.k.a. I have the same birthday as Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my.
Yes, man.
God bless your soul.
Yes. It's TV Talk. Insecure happened. You watched it with me this week, right?
I did fall asleep a little bit, but yeah.
No, you watched the whole show. It was only you watched the whole show, Insecure. This week on Insecure is basically the fallout after Issa's block party. You know, everybody was trying to see if her and Molly was gonna, you know, who's gonna be the first one to call. Nobody made that call, and her and Nathan kind of talked about everything, but you know, nothing. It was really a slow episode. It was one of those little filler episodes. Nothing too much crazy happened. It was basically just Issa riding around with some old man. He kind of gave him some input on everything. And at the end, she dropped the old man off to somebody's house. And he was like, Dad, I didn't see who the guy was. I thought it was Lawrence. Probably wasn't, but, you know, who knows. Yeah, that was basically it. The whole episode was her riding his old man around, getting him to do, taking, because he missed the bus. And she gave him a ride. And he was an old, angry old man. And she was just riding him around, and she had somewhere to do. And she ended up going on a date to meet, supposedly meet somebody. But when she got to the restaurant, Molly was in there, so she just turned around and went home. You know what I'm saying? That was the end of the show. So hopefully next episode will be a little bit better.
And I won't fall asleep.
Yeah, because this episode is just like one of those episodes. It's like a setup episode for something else.
I hope whatever the something else is a lot better than what I experienced.
Oh, man. Insecure is a good show. I think you'll like it. You watched some of the first season. You watched the first season, because, you know, me and you was arguing.
Yeah, but it's a little slow.
Because I was Team Lawrence, she was Team Issa. I don't know why. Issa's a horrible human being. Horrible.
Not
horrible. But she's a good friend of Molly, though, so hopefully they'll patch it up, get things back right. But Insecure, Sundays, 10 o'clock, HBO. Y'all know what it is. Queen Germ, did you watch anything new this week?
No, I'm almost finished with The Money Heist.
Okay.
That's kind of long, but yeah, so...
I started watching The Mayans, Motor Club. It's like a spinoff of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, okay.
I started that. I started Stranger Things Season 3. I haven't watched that yet. I also started another show. Oh, Riverdale. I started Riverdale Season whatever this is, Riverdale. So I got a lot of TV stuff to watch besides The Last Dance. I watched that too. But we'll talk about that later. Anything else TV-wise, man? I know it's kind of slow, kind of, because of the shutdown and everything with the COVID, but we're slowly getting some stuff back to watch. I might go back and watch some old stuff I never watched before. Like, you know, I've never seen an episode of Seinfeld. Have you?
I probably have.
I've never seen, you know.
I never was really a Seinfeld fan like that. So I know for sure I've watched it, but...
Okay. So, yeah.
I wasn't into it like that.
If you got anything you want us to check out, man, let us know, man.
Make sure it's good.
Yeah, please, man. I mean, at least, you know, we watch it. We give it a shot, man. If it's trash, we're going to bury it. We're going to say, oh, this shit was garbage, man. So, yeah, told us to listen to it and, I mean, watch it. And nah, man. So, yeah, that's all for TV Talk. It's Song of the Week time. And do you have a Song of the Week?
Yes. I guess I have to say my Song of the Week would be due to, again, the current state we're all in. We don't really know what's going on. So my song would be What's Going On by none other than the Marvin Gaye.
All right, What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. My song of the week, man, I've been listening to a lot of Jersey Club music, like I told y'all, man. And this song right here is not a Jersey Club. I heard the Jersey Club mix of it, but it made me want to go back and listen to the original. This is a kind of a remake. It's called Love Come Down by SNS featuring Kid the Wiz. It is a Love Come Down. And you know, it's like that. But they did, you know, they remixed it. And it just reminds me of like New York when it was in its prime. Like, you know, it's like fun to see New Yorkers, you know, because they just some sad motherfuckers. And so whenever you see them happy and shit, it's just like, man, that's got to be a good song, because it made a angry-ass, negative-ass New Yorker happy, put a smile on their face. Because God damn it, nothing. Them New Yorkers, they hard-pressed for everything, bro. Like, ain't nothing. They just angry at the world. And so when you finally see them happy, you know that's got to be a good song. They all Harlem dancing and shaking in the video. So, you know. Shout out to them. So mine is Love Come Down by SNS featuring, what I say, Kid the Wiz. And yours is Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. This is the Frocast, episode 405. We'll be back in a minute.
Fly fit, I'm Millie rocking with a rollie on. Then a Dougie, I'm just doing that for Harlem World. It's a Pitos, I'm probably with a foreign girl. Made this beat some years ago and it was hitting in. Now like me and Tory Lanez, this be lit again. That Harlem music make you get up off your feet. Hop on right on out your seat, two step into this heat. Hold up, they ain't got a swag like this. I run it up so I can brag like this. We don't entertain them lanes. They gon' remember my name. SNS is the name, Millis in the city. I wink my eye at your shorty and she coming with me. She just love the way I'm making movies now. She gon' tell me in my head how to young and make
Don't punish me with brutality. Come on. won't talk to me. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
All right, man, we back, man. Hope y'all enjoyed the music. Like I said, if you listen only on YouTube, don't get the music because of copyright reasons. I mean, you're only missing a couple songs, so yeah, no. But if you want to hear those songs, go listen to the show again. It won't hurt. You listen to it again, you might have missed something. Do a deep dive on the show. You know what I'm saying? Hear the exact moment when Queen Germ got mad at King Germ.
How many times?
Yes. Whatever. Yes. HBCU confession time, man. And like I said, people, I get these from the HBCU confession Twitter. If you want to see a lot of the confessions, just go on Twitter, follow HBCU confessions, and you can either submit some to me. You can send them to me at Nappy Afro. Tag me in some. I include them on the show. You got me? All right. Here's the one for this week. Worst sex of my life is when the dyke convinced me to put an iPhone 4 in my pussy and call it to make it vibrate. Alcorn. Now,
that's disgusting.
What kind of broke bitches you is that you stick an iPhone in your pussy? Like, really?
I mean, like, you stupid. Really? Because you don't know what that thing could have did.
Oh, my.
You could have got stuff up in there.
I mean, just stick the head in. Don't stick the whole thing in there. Because how you get that motherfucker out?
That's what I don't know what the people do at the schoolhouse.
Would you consider sticking a phone in your cooch?
No. Oh. They have something called a vibrator. Why would I need to go stick a phone up there?
I mean, you might can't afford a vibrator, but you got a phone that vibrates right there.
Okay. And you got an iPhone 4, so you can't afford a whole lot of nothing.
Maybe just an old iPhone that's just been around.
Okay. Well, I'm going to need the people to go in and buy a $20.
You think you can handle this iPhone 6 here? The 6S Plus?
I can't.
You don't think so?
I know I can't.
We're going to try.
We're not.
We'll see what it do.
You can call it and let it lay on the outside of my pussy, but you can't. No,
we're going to stick it up in there. We're going to see what it do, man.
No, thank you.
You sure?
You're not down? That's not what this is for.
Oh, okay. Hey, yeah. I mean, push out a baby with shoulders and everything.
It came out.
So that's, I mean.
And the pelvic bones were adjusted for that purpose, you know. It's hormones that regulate this process.
There might be some hormones going to get that process in there. It won't,
but that's going against the grain.
I mean, hey, man. Just relax. That's what they say. If you just relax.
Yeah, and they lie.
Hey, man. I've heard stories about people getting fists and everything in their buttholes and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, but no. Yeah, that's called fisting.
Okay. Well, yeah. I won't need that either.
Yeah, I seen a video. This man was like, passes a wrist in this girl booty. I said, God, dog.
I wouldn't want that. I mean, because I know anytime she got to go to the bathroom, the shit is just falling out. Your stuff don't
work like that. Well, at least for the next hour or two, you know what I'm saying, until that gate go down.
Yeah, it's going to take a little while. Yeah. It's not going to be
a man put his head in a girl coochie before.
That's nasty.
That was crazy. He was a bald head dude. He stuck his head in there. I was like, oh my gosh. Hey, you get caught in a YouTube hole one night, man, and this one YouTube used to show everything. Like, now they done cleaned up YouTube for the most part. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man,
Yeah, no.
It's some wild shit out there. Shout out to, what was that website you used to go to all the time?
Who?
I said, what I used to go to all the time. Oh. Shane's World or Shane's something. It was something crazy like that. What the fuck? Let me call Be Easy real quick. What was the name of that website? I'm sorry I had to bother Be Easy right now. But he ain't doing nothing.
Something nasty.
It was called something.
Maybe
it's a butt dial. Be Easy. Oh, no, butt dial. Got a question for you, sir.
Are you going to tell me that I'm live on the show or anything like that?
You're live on the Frocast. You didn't let me get to that.
Okay.
What was that website back in the day that used to have all that wild shit? Was it Shane's World or Shane's something?
It's even
E-Bombs World. Thank you. I knew B-Easy would know. Well, look, B-Easy, we'll let you go, man.
What the fuck that mean?
Hey, bro.
Was he talking about some nasty foolishness where somebody put their whole head in somebody's coochie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember saying that.
Yeah, see, I'm saying, look. Yeah.
Unforgettable.
E-Bombs World had everything you wanted to see, man. Like, it was racist as fuck.
You wanted to see that?
Like, I mean, it was
but it changed us, though.
Yes, it did.
It changed y'all to do what?
It made us like.
Once you see somebody put most of their head in the girl's poochie, you can't really go back. You're not the same person anymore.
You know what I'm saying? Like, once you see a man jump off a building, commit suicide, or somebody electrocuted, or somebody put in a gas chamber, or an alligator just eat a man to death, or a lion just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, like, whoa. Or that man head, when that man got his head chopped off, that was the wildest shit I've ever seen in my life. I was
No. You can't say nothing because I remember people don't remember this, but you remember a couple years ago when they were just cutting American heads off every week?
Yeah.
The hell?
I saw one and I was done. You kept watching.
I mean, because it's like, I mean, you see somebody get their head chopped off, bro. That ain't something you see every day. Like, but man, when they get to the look, like, especially like they don't get it, like, they knife ain't sharp enough and they get to the spine. They be like, and they be trying to break it. And I be like, bro, this is not a turkey. That's a human, bro. Like, I was just like, yo.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
it
man.
It changed me too.
It like I said, it just like, it numbed you up
you
to
an
like.
Animal.
No, it's just like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know, man. It's weird, man. But look, BZ, I don't want to keep you up. I know you already drank your warm milk, and it's time for bed. You know? Mm-hmm.
He don't
want
I'm so tired. I just woke up.
He sound
up,
like it.
I'm taking
a nap,
so whatever.
Oh, yeah, BZ take a nap when he get off work. He that old.
What time he get on?
Yeah, I take.
About 5, 6.
I take a nap at 6, and I get up at 8:30. Every day. I stay at about 4, though, so.
That's weird.
So, you know.
But, yeah, man. Well, look, man, thank you for, you know, answering the call. E-Bombs World, people. I don't know if that site's still functioning.
Probably not.
It's got to be.
I think I bought it.
Oh, okay. That turned that college club or something like that. When it was like college kid or college, because I know them boys on MTV got a show behind it. And I was just like, that's E-Bombs World? Like, I was like, do they not know?
Oh, yeah, it's just not what it was. I'm looking at it right now. It's like
some BuzzFeed
or something like that. It's not. It's like clean jokes from Reddit.
12
pics of lies.
12 funny
pics.
Oh, no. Nah, yeah, that's not
that's
the E-Bombs World. That's
oh, God.
That ain't even nowhere near it, man. But, yeah, man, well, thank you, B-Easy, man. Let us we wrapping up this show, man.
All right,
appreciate it.
Later.
B-Easy, everybody. But, yeah, man, that was a HBCU confession, but yeah, like, E-Bombs World was wild, man, so. Our new segment this week, we told y'all I was going to debut it this week. Who does the baby need to beat on this week?
Yeah.
Man, Queen Germ, who does the baby need to beat on this week?
You.
Me?
Yeah, because you're an idiot.
If
you think that our son is somebody that need to be beat on, and that's what you said.
So the baby needs to beat on me.
Yeah, because that's poor parenting. You don't give up on your kid. Just because he don't want to do what you want him to do don't mean that.
It's not what I want.
I ain't going to talk to him. I ain't going to do this. I ain't going to do that. So you think a nigga going to be mad because you ain't talking to them? Like, for real? You acting like a kid.
I'm not acting like a kid. I'm just.
Yes, you are. That's not what grown people do.
Yes, it is. I'm just. Because, okay, people, backstory. Me and my son went to work out the other day. And let's just say. It was the first day of him working out. We were just doing some agility and speed drills and stuff like that. So, you know, he was by himself. So, of course, he getting all the reps. So, you know, I'm giving him breaks and everything. And I'm, you know, I'm saying like, hey, man, let's go. And he's being slow and everything. Then he just gets to the little point where he don't want to do it. And he give me attitude and stuff. And instead of me getting mad, I said, hey, let's just pack it up and go home. Because like I told him, I said, you have already lived my dream. I'm trying to help you live your dream. You know what I'm saying? Because what he don't know is he wanted to go to play football at the University of Florida. That's his dream. One of his teammates is committed to Florida. So guess what? Florida be at your games. So why wouldn't you take advantage of this opportunity? But you don't want to do it. So like I told him, I washed my hands of him. Hey, I'm just dad now. I don't want to push you and make you resent me and all this stuff. So I'm going to let you go. Look, I don't give a damn what you do on that football field no more. I don't give a shit. I'm just there for you emotionally, mentally, all that. But as far as pushing you to be a better football player, I'm done. Because every time I push, you push back. You push back so much that it makes me like, it made me realize that that's why I don't want to deal with the older kids. I don't have the patience for the older kids. The younger kids, they don't give you all that pushback. They don't. They might whine and whatever, but they still do what you want them to do. I'd rather play emotional games with them because, hey, these they're at the beginning of their string. When you get old as them, you're supposed to know. You're supposed to be self-motivating. I like building. I'd rather build them than already take something that's already built. I'm sorry. So, yeah, him the other day made me realize that you're doing the right thing by staying coaching the younger kids because the older kids will make me go the fuck off. And so I'm playing him with the silent game. I haven't spoken a word to him since, what's today?
It's been 24 hours.
Oh, it's been over 24 hours. So, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, I haven't spoken a word to him.
Yep, and it's bullshit.
Mm. Has he noticed?
Yes, he has.
He has?
That's the only reason why I said something to you. What did he say?
I would like to know. What did he say?
He said, I guess Dad's not speaking to me anymore.
Oh, okay. Good. At least he noticed. I'm glad.
Okay. I mean, that's just tacky. Like,
it's not tacky.
Like,
I mean,
what kind of game is that? What kind of childish game is that that you want to do all of this here?
I'm trying to help. I can see if I was out there cussing at him and yelling. I wouldn't even.
Backstory. The same motherfucker who had my kid running up and down the steps till defects came to my house. But whatever.
That was because he was crying. And some neighbor called because he was crying and lied. Said I had him out there for hours. He had only been out there for like 20 minutes. Yeah.
Backstory. Said hours.
Yeah. And so we were only out there 20 minutes. But anyway.
With no water.
And it was water right there. Gatorade bottle.
I'm just saying. That's what the people said.
That's what the people were saying. They were lying. Everything was right there. So, but anyway. So with him, that's why I said. So, like I said.
He needs somebody that's going to be there and that's going to help push him regardless of how he acts.
Hey.
He does what I want him to do.
Yeah, because you are the one he runs to for protection. You are his protector. Like the other day, when everything went down, what happened? You rescued him. You took him away from the situation. Y'all was gone for about 4, 5, 6 hours.
Gone for 4 hours at the best.
Y'all didn't get back here at like 6 something.
That's all back here at 6 something lie.
Let me check. Because we got back around 11:30. You was gone by 12.
I might have left about 12:30.
Let me see. What day that was? Yesterday?
Yeah.
Let me see. You got back around. Okay, you called me yesterday at, let me see. Mm-hmm.
4 something, probably.
Let me see. No, that was the 9:23. Let me see. Yesterday, that's when you called me. When 12 o'clock, that's about when y'all left. So you left about 12. Called me around. Look at that. 4:21, called me, asked me that I need something. So, yeah. You was gone a long time. So, you was at least gone 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours.
Glad you missed us.
I did miss you. So, but yeah,
just
like I
bullshit.
Said.
You just
so,
want to be able to torture that boy.
I don't want to torture him. Like I said, I'm just trying to push him. He's the one that said he wants to do this. He needs to understand that if you want to be on that level, you got to do what it takes to be on that level. You're not going to get to that level doing what he's doing. So that's what I'm saying. Either you're going to be for real about it, or you're just going to say, hey, I just like, you know, this is just something I want to do, say I did in high school. You know what I'm saying? And I'm cool with that. Like I said, I don't care whether he plays another snap of football. I've seen him play enough football for my life for me to be like, yo, my boy was a football player. I'm good. You doing your stuff now. You didn't live my dream. Like I said, you doing this for you. So if you don't want to do it, I'm just trying to push you. If you can't take me pushing you, you can't take nobody pushing you.
But then the daddy can't give up on him. This is a cycle for you. This is a cycle for you. Yes, it is.
I tried.
Because you did it when he was little. You used to get mad. Why don't I want to do this? He don't want
to
do that.
He used to do it.
He get out there on that field and he doing this, that, the third, blah, 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 blah. He crying at practice. He doing this. And if that's what y'all got to go through all the time, that's what you go through. I mean, you are, every time they didn't get no damn math problems, right? Shit, the children won't know nothing.
But your people are paying to learn.
I'm talking about the niggas that's in this house.
Oh, well, I mean, that's hey, I get it. Like
I said, I can't just be frustrated and say you don't know this or you can't do that, so I'm just gonna walk away. Yeah, that shit be pissing me off because you ain't trying, and I can tell you ain't trying. But hell, I'm not. If it's something I want you to get, and it's something I want you to be able to perfect, then no, I can't just give up and throw my hands up and say, hey, I ain't gonna do this, I ain't gonna do that. I mean, that a parent, being a parent is a job that you don't get enough praise for, enough thanks for, enough money for, nothing. You're never going to be repaid for what you do. And you getting mad, this is a time for y'all to be able to bond and do whatever. Ask them the questions that you need to ask them. Say, man, what about this that you don't like? What you so mad for? Why are you so sorry? Is it a bad time of day for you? Ask them what's going on. You the nigga who don't want to spike people. This is what happened when you don't beat the ass.
What you mean? That's not what happened. Like I said,
that's what happened.
No,
that's what happened when you don't beat the ass.
No, that does not.
That's like what the fuck happens.
I'm like I said, it is what it is. You know, like I said, if I feel like speaking to him, I said I was gonna give him a week of silence as a protest. You know what I'm saying?
Bullshit.
A whole week of silence.
Yeah. Meanwhile, my child ain't going on a job interview and all.
Congratulations. I am proud of him. But like I said, I'm still in protest.
That's bullshit.
It's not bullshit. Cause he know what he did yesterday. He know what he did. He know I wasn't trying to do nothing but help. That's all I was trying to do.
Okay, and you could have did something. Y'all could have just went walking and talked about life.
That's not what he need. I talk to him about life all the time.
I'm just saying,
go. He really thinks that he's going to show up the first day if there's football practice in whatever shape he is, and he's going to be okay. No, he's on varsity. Like, what do you think? Like, it's kids out here. Like, it's somebody right now in the eighth grade that will fuck him up, give him his lunch right now on that football field. Eighth grader, because he don't care, and it's okay. That's what I'm trying to tell him. It's okay if you just want to be that player that just played in high school. I'm okay with that. And I told you, his problem is he knows that academically he can get in people's school. Football is not his ticket into nobody's school, and that's why he don't take it that seriously. If football was his only ticket, like it's some of his homeboys, like that's the only way they're going to go to college is play football, he'll take it more serious. But he don't. He don't. Coach owner's telling him, hey, I need you to do this. You're the best guy I got for this. That's no motivation at all. None. But I'm the bad guy. So I'm the one the baby's going to need to beat on this week. I'm saying
he can beat on both of y'all. That's the case. All I can tell you.
My person is Kevin Samuels.
Your person is old for the beating up on.
Yeah. Kevin Samuels is the person who the baby needs to beat on this week. Kevin Samuels is a... what do you call these people that style you and all this stuff? And
I guess a stylist.
They do like branding and personal PR stylist branding, whatever like that. He's one of those famous guys. But he makes a point to say, if you're fat, you're going to be single.
Well, we found each other, I guess.
He made the point to say, women 30 cannot afford to be overweight, especially when they do not have kids. He said women should aim to be 115 to 125 pounds, no more than a dress size 6 or 8, depending on height stats. Your height, as aforementioned, whatever, can't be bigger than a size 8, as they need space to grow post-childbirth. Then he says women should know what they want, career or stay at home, and face the reality some will not be stay at home pampered wives, and that's fine. He said being overweight will keep you single and make you die alone if not married. He also goes on to say keep your weight down, eat healthy. And he said most black women would be a 10 out of 10 if they just lost weight. So the baby need to go beat on this nigga because he's out there printing all this misinformation. This nigga,
first of all, he ain't into women.
He can't be into women because
he ain't into women. You women shaming you completely just throwing women under the bus. You're not attracted to women.
Can't be. I don't think he is.
I mean, if he had any kind of sense,
this is what he looks like.
Yeah, he's very not into women.
Oh,
but nonetheless,
he's an image consultor.
but exactly, very not into women. But the point is, when you think about any of that type of stuff, it's just dumb as hell when you look at the stats. Mm-hmm. You can look at the average size of a woman is a size 12. So the shit he talking don't even exist. Mm-hmm. Like, the women that you talking about that's the 6 and the 8, they 12. These ain't no grown women. That's no 6 and no 8. It's very few grown women that are in 6s and 8s.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't exist. I mean, and when you look at the people in the U.S. on an average, the average size for a woman is that 10-12 mark. So you way off if you're talking about a 6 and a 12. I don't know when the last time I wore a single digit. So, I mean, in anything. But.
So, yeah. So, our first inaugural
ass whoopings
delivered by DaBaby goes to King Germ and Kevin Samuels. 2 K's.
Wow. Yeah, because neither one of y'all acting like y'all got no damn sense right now.
Wow. Well, keep it 100 time. Keep it 100. Would you like to... Did you have a keep it 100 this week?
Yeah.
Let's hear it, Queen Germ.
Me and some of my friends, we were just going back down memory lane, talking about this person who hired this person was the bomb, and that person was cute, and blah, blah, blah.
In on this list? I know you...
You don't want to come in on this list.
Oh, okay. Keep going. Okay. Sorry.
You know, we were looking at people who, you know, how everybody might have admired this person in high school and undergrad, whatever, whatever. And then we realized, like, some people have really changed physically and otherwise. And so my Q100 is, if having babies did that to your body, you really need to stay far away from the ding-a-ling.
100.
Because we saw some things, like, I've been fat all my life. So... Me having kids, I ain't gonna say fat.
Thank you. I was about to say you.
People always want to go to the extreme.
Thank you.
It's not fat, yeah. Like nasty, my stomach hanging between the legs. Yeah.
Keep going.
Heavy set. So I've always been challenged with my weight.
Pleasantly plump is what we like to call it.
Pleasantly plump, if that's what you want to call it. I mean, I know my stuff sitting in the right spots. It's just a little bigger than some other people. But nonetheless, it's just hard to understand how you just let it all go. Now, I'm not for the man saying that you got to be skinny, but you got to at least put your stuff together to where you look decent. You just look decent. And when you were very slim to be very, very large, that's a lot to be going on. Like, and if you don't have no medical condition that is the reason why you done got supersized like that, we need to be very careful about that. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, my keep 100 goes a little something like this, man. It's okay to disagree with people.
100.
Yes.
We do it all the time.
Listen, people, it's okay to disagree. I hate when y'all people get on social media and say something and somebody disagree. You get angry. You block them. I mean, as long as somebody don't say nothing wild, like crazy or disrespectful, I don't care if we disagree. I mean, we're not supposed to agree with everything. It's okay. I like sugar in my grits. You might not. You know what I'm saying? You might like cheese on your eggs. I might not. You know what I'm saying? You might like cheese on your burger. I might not. But I'm not going, oh, you like cheese on your burger? Oh, man. What is it? Doesn't fucking matter. So, people, I just want y'all to know, it's okay to disagree. You don't have to think that Michael Jordan is the greatest player. You don't have to think LeBron is the greatest player. If somebody else thinks either or, let them do that. It's okay, because I made a promise to myself.
Mm-hmm.
That I was not going to argue the Michael Jordan LeBron argument anymore. I'm done.
So who do you think is better?
Like I said, Michael Jordan is my favorite player of all time. But I think LeBron is a better basketball player than Michael Jordan. Do I think LeBron wants to win more than Michael Jordan? Absolutely not. Do I think that Michael Jordan will cut off his leg to win a fucking game? I do. Do I think that Michael Jordan will sacrifice one of his kids to win a game? I do.
Oh, God.
That's how bad Jordan wants to beat you. LeBron don't want to beat you that bad. And you know what I'm saying? And that's okay. Because LeBron grew up in a different era. The era LeBron growing up in, these kids play together in AAU. They know each other growing up. So when they get to the level, you've been knowing this person since they was like 12, 13 years old. So y'all kind of cool. It ain't like back in the days where you just heard about a person and the first day you see him, it's in the gym. So you like, yo, That's Kobe Bryant. That's that Kobe Bryant dude I've been hearing about. I gotta go bust his ass. Y'all ain't friendly at all. You know what I'm saying? And that's just, it's a different era. So listen, people, I'm done. I'm done with the comparisons. You know what I'm saying? Y'all caught in the moment right now. So I'm gonna let y'all have that moment. So my keep it 100 is, it's okay to disagree.
It's okay to disagree with your son too.
I mean, hey, listen, the way I deal with it is, namaste. I'm on a silence protest. Talk to Boozy today. Hey, Boozy, how you doing? Da-da-da-da. Say what I had to say. Kept it moving. Put some Clorox in the water since somebody got a pool now in the backyard. Yeah. I said, y'all ain't put no Clorox in the water? why would you do that? I said, because.
I mean, it ain't the same water in there from yesterday.
But you still want to put chlorine in the water anyway.
Okay.
Just for, you know, okay, purposes. Cool. Yeah. Cool,
boy.
I'm just saying, man. Winners and losers time. Do you have any winners?
Yes. I almost have to say that my winners for today are going to be all of those who contributed in the COVID-19 virtual telethon. They raised over $115 million for the people of New York who were affected by the COVID-19.
Winner!
New Yorkers, y'all, look at it.
They wow. coming through. They coming through for y'all.
My winners are all you kids out there getting to see the legend of Michael Jordan.
Winner!
I know a lot of you kids don't know who Michael Jordan is. Y'all wear his shoes. You know, you've seen, you know, glimpses of him, but you ain't get to see the real deal. And I'm glad that The Last Dance kind of showed you what kind of guy Michael Jordan was. You got to see, because just watching that, it took me back to, you know, my glory years as a kid and sitting up on WGN watching the Bulls every night, because every night Michael Jordan was on TV. Like, you couldn't beat that. Like, whether they was playing Milwaukee or whatever, Jordan was on TV. So you got to see all the Jordan games. So just being there and experiencing that, you know what I'm saying, was just like dope. When they had a little championship parade, they have it on WGN. I mean, WGN was just like, thank God for them, man. Because that would really made me a Bulls fan, because I was just like, I get to see Jordan every night. You know, I used to record the games and just have like, just, I mean, it was just a memorable time. So, and I'm glad some of the kids got to see that. And he's more than just the crying Jordan meme and all that other stuff. Because, you know, he was a killer, man. Y'all got to see that this man was a killer. And he was drove to, like, he just, anything made him want to win. Like, he was like, yeah, I was in a restaurant. George Karl was in there. We both went to Carolina. And, you know, I thought he was going to come over here and speak to me. He walked right by me, didn't speak to me. He was like, they made me angry. But they just drove me to want to beat him. Like, he was just like, Jordan was a crazy mother. It didn't take much. Oh, this lady across the street, she had on some Larry Bird sneakers. That made me angry. So I went out there. So yeah, man. So shout out to all my winners, all y'all youth. They get to see the greatness. Like, if you was too young to experience it, and you get to see just like what that man was about. And this was all before social media. All before, I mean, this man had paparazzi before there was paparazzi, man. So just, you know, it was great to see that, man. So that's my winners, man. All y'all that really got to experience this. And all y'all that got to experience it again, man. Everybody's a winner. You got any losers?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say that my losers are going to be all the stores that are closing.
Loser.
They saying that they're closing due to the crisis with the coronavirus, COVID-19, and all that bullshit. But I'm pretty sure JCPenney's about needed to close any damn way, as well as Pier 1 Imports. But they're going to have to be my losers. JCPenney's.
They're closing for their check.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're going to open back up in another name or some other bullshit.
Nah, they're just gonna, oh, they're going bankrupt. They're saying bankrupt. JCPenney?
That's what it was.
That's a staple.
JCPenney's and Pier 1.
That's like where you used to go back for your school clothes and shit. JCPenney? Yeah, if you had to get Husky. Oh, man, you either went to Sears or JCPenney to get the Husky jeans.
That's all they got for you.
Shout out to all my niggas that wore the Husky jeans and Will Little, man. Shout out to y'all, bro. Yeah. Your Husky jeans might be a little too long. You had to get them hemmed up or rock that super cuff. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, you
had some on
Husky, nigga. Like,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, when they somebody like, yo, why your jeans say Husky on them? I was just like, don't you worry about that. Don't you worry about it, sweetheart. Don't you worry about it, sweetheart.
What do you say? It's
this that splat. This that splat right here. That's what I was saying. Yes, we found that.
Ooh, Lord,
man, my losers, man. People that bring up LeBron James when they talk about Michael Jordan,
loser.
Listen. If you want to say Michael Jordan is great, say that. But you ain't got to shit on LeBron in the process. Like, don't do that. I hate when every time people bring it up. It's a certain person on my Facebook right now. Every post they make is LeBron Jordan. I'm getting sick of it. And it's just like, you don't have to bring that man up. If you don't like that man, you don't like that man. But you don't got to keep comparing. They did like a poll the other day after The Last Dance went off and asked everybody about like whose shoes are better, who's the better passer, better shooter, better dunker, better this. Michael Jordan won every motherfucking category. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, they said Michael Jordan's a better passer than LeBron. Mm-hmm. A better passer. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's look up some statistics real quick. Yeah, like, because, you know.
The numbers don't lie.
Men lie, women lie, but numbers don't. Okay? Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan's statistics, and just passing, since, you know, he's a better passer than LeBron. Assist-wise, Michael Jordan has, let's see, career totals. Bam, here we go. He has a career total of 5,633 assists. Okay? Mm-hmm. Not bad. Not bad. Let's check out LeBron James stats. Just an assist. And I know before you say this, but he played longer. LeBron played longer. Okay, we get it. Assist wise, LeBron has 9,298. Mm-hmm. So how is this man a better passer than LeBron? I mean, this seems like all LeBron do is pass the ball. Jordan don't want to pass. So, but like I said, people, don't bring the nigga up, man. Like I said, I'm done comparing them. I'm not arguing no more. But I just want all my losers, all the people to bring up LeBron. When you bring up MJ, stop it. So, that's it. I'm done. Losers done. So, do you have any shout outs?
Before I do my shout outs.
Wow, I was about to say this. She's not going to do her. And you know I do. Go ahead.
I want to say happy birthday to Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
See how you like.
That's the way you sound. Like, you got to hear your accent when you said that. It is
Malcolm.
Like,
yeah. Malcolm X.
Malcolm.
Is that better?
Malcolm.
Malcolm.
Malcolm, say it.
Malcolm.
No, Malcolm.
I said it. Like
Mal, like Mal.
I did it.
No,
Mal.
No. Mal. Say Mal. Like Mal.
Mile.
Mal. Okay, now say Mal.
Mile.
No, Mal.
Mile.
Malcolm.
Malcolm.
The M. Let the M.
Just let me talk, because now you're trying to act like I'm retarded. This shit ain't funny.
You can't say the R word. Sorry, people.
Retarded?
Yeah, you can't stop.
You
said it twice.
What's wrong with that?
Can't say that word. It's like the F word.
But ain't nobody ever stopped saying nigga.
Nobody cares about nigga. I told you, tears mean nothing.
Okay, so like I said, you got me out here sounding retarded. But all I want to say is happy birthday to Malcolm X. That's okay. All I was saying.
Shout out to Malcolm X.
And we should.
Taurus gang. Taurus babies, man. We the best, man.
Birthday today. By the time you hit us, it can be the official celebration. They say the third Friday of May.
That's the observance.
Observance, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I said the birthday is today.
Okay, gotcha. They going to observe his birthday in America?
I mean, the people who want to, they can't stop people from observing. Okay.
I thought you meant this was like a national thing. I was about to say, damn, Malcolm, nigga.
Niggas unite. Y'all can do something.
Hey, man, this man told us, bro. Like, he told us a long time ago about the first and shit. Like, yo, he was like, why are we still having first? He was like, do you think that's an accomplishment? He said, no, that ain't no accomplishment. He said, it's 2020. We still, this is the first black person to God. Damn, nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, progress, not so much. But, you know, that's but another show for another
again.
Day.
Ask me my question again.
No, I already asked you, so you're going to have to do it yourself. Mm-mm.
Well.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Well, you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Y'all know what she does. She represents her city. And she calls all y'all niggas. My shout out go a little something like this. Shout out to B-Eazy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, Jay Williams, Pepe J from B-More, Stephen B-More, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from D.C., Gerard from Boston, Stax, MJ Money 9S. Who else we got? 12 Kyle podcast. Shout out to him. 12 Kyle and the Eclectic. They've been doing a little draft series. It's been pretty interesting.
Okay.
I might have to bite them and do one. You know what I'm saying? Because I like what they're doing. That's pretty dope. Shout out to them for the inspiration. Shout out to Dr. Brayson, everybody, Dr. Brayson Network. You got the doc. You got that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. I hope I knock your motherfucking ass out of the playoffs tonight, nigga. You got Dr. Cam, the light-skinned assassin. Of course, you got K-Law, the truck driver. Shout out to them brothers over there, man. Good brothers over there. Shout out to the Power Lunch Hour podcast. Corey Dos Equis, man. He is a funny guy. Check out his podcast. They drop every week. They're consistent. I fucks with them. Shout out to the, like I said, the Humbly Arrogant Show. Oh, Rock B. Wildin' over there. Shout out to him. Shout out to the Something Like podcast. Shout out to the TCBL podcast. Shout out to the Beats, Rhymes, and Body Slams or Body Bags podcast. That's Mad Static over there. I hope I got it right. I get it right next time. I'm sorry. And any other podcast that fuck with us, man, shout out to y'all, man. Who else? Anybody off that site to fuck with the kid? Anybody else to fuck with us the long way? Oh, shout out to Amazing App, Dragon Lady. I know I'm forgetting somebody. They're going to say, man, you forgot my name, bro. But if I forget your name, blame Queen Germ. Don't blame me. And anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, shout out to y'all. Another great episode in the books, man. 405, Rachel's show.
Let's see. Happy Haitian Flag Day.
That was yesterday.
Okay. When they hear it sometime this week, it sounds good. Yesterday was the day Camouflage passed away, so Savannah, Georgia legend. Might have been the day, but yeah.
God, you just cute. All over the camp.
By the time.
Happy Haitian Flag Day on the 19th.
Hey, it don't matter. When the people hear it, it's going to be on a Friday, yeah. And the people going to know that I meant well. You know what I'm saying? Don't be mad with me.
You got to say the word. You got to say the phrase with it now. You can't just say it.
I can't pronounce certain things.
Come on, let's go. Let's say it. Le Union fait la force.
Okay. What he said.
Yes. Shout out to Quality Filth. My Haitian brother. Shout out to DJ Superzo, another Haitian. How many other Haitians I know? I know some.
And so I am right. It is today. Camouflage.
Okay, so Camouflage is the 19th.
Yeah, he was killed.
Yeah, I remember that day. '03, man.
Yep.
That should have been your song of the week. Since you're from the 912, you represent the 912, Savannah, Georgia, y'all. But you ain't even know y'all legendary rapper. This is the day you made somebody else the song. Wow. And niggas always
riding me, but yet still, I said what the fuck I said. So therefore, my song of the week is my song of the week, and I said I shout out for the fact that we had a legend lost from Savannah, Georgia today. 17 years ago. Mm-hmm. So don't start with the bullshit. Mm. I said it, therefore it has been.
Shout out to old Jason Johnson, out. Man.
That's right, Jason Johnson, my cousin.
That was my brother homeboy, man. That was my boy. He used to always talk about this nigga like this nigga's like, man, I'm with Jason, man. He be rapping, man. We be rapping in the classroom now. I'm like, all right, man, I don't give a fuck, bro. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, shout out to Camouflage, man.
Camouflage. R.I.P. Lord have mercy.
So you gonna rate your show or not?
I'm gonna rate my show. Oh, I'm gonna say my show is gonna be
a 9.12.
Sound real good, nigga.
What you gonna say?
Real good, nigga. That could be every rating, but whatever. 9.12. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, man.
I like it. You helped me out. Appreciate you.
Man, shout out and happy heavenly birthday to my great grandma, Grandma Ella. Today would have been her. I guess she would have been at least 100. You know what I'm saying? She had 110, something like that. You know what I'm saying? She died when I was young. She died when I was probably about 8.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you know.
So, you did know her, so.
Oh, did I? Yeah, I got a couple whoopings from her. Yeah. I was bad, bro. I used to get
whoopings. I can imagine. You a horrible grown person, so I know what you were like when you were a child.
I got whoopings from my great-grandma, man. Like, I done got whoopings from my great-grandma, my grandma, my mama, aunties. I got whoopings. I got generational ass whoopings. You know what I'm saying? So, as far as my rate, man, I get a show of 9.6.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and I feel like I brought the heat tonight. I was on. My joke was good. My co-host, she was here. She was engaged.
Oh, I'm here.
You know what I'm saying? The jokes was funny. The back and forth, the chemistry was there. think it was a good show, man. Okay. I think it was a good show. Good show, man. Trump would approve. He'd call it good show.
Okay. Yes. Oh, my.
Well, y'all know what it is, man. If y'all want to leave a comment on something, y'all do that for us. Rate it. Give us a good 5-star rating so we can get these advertisers in here, man. Quit playing around. Call the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Leave us a drop, man. You know, so we can just have it up for the show, man. Be immortalized in Frocast history by leaving a drop. You know, we'll play anything because the one we get, this, we got one today. He was asking for all kind of goddamn song requests. Like, this is American Bandstand, but it's going to be funny. So just listen to it. Don't forget about the Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. Support all things Nappy Afro. And don't forget to share this motherfucker. And don't forget to buy a shirt because I think they're coming out with masks now. We're going to get some Nappy Afro masks out there. We need to hurry up and beat the before this mask shit is over. Sell a couple of masks, get some people, you know, some fro masks. I know I'm getting me one.
I'll
wear that shit then, you know what I'm saying? So be easy, get to work. I mean, I know you just add this to the list of things you got to do. I know it's like 78 things on the list, so 79 won't be that bad. You know, what's the difference between 78 and 79?
One.
What? I mean, I can see if you had one thing on your list and I put 45 things on your list, but if you got 78 things on the list, me adding one more, it's not going to hurt.
Yeah, just not like having
all.
Another kid.
Just like, I mean, you know, yeah, once you got like 4 or 5 kids, what's another kid?
You ain't even gonna notice.
You ain't gonna notice them. You probably never see them. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Have the kids to take care of
them. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Have more kids and just make the kids take care of them. I mean, that's all you gotta do.
Okay, bad parenting.
That's not bad parenting. That's smart.
That kind
of
is.
Like, I'm giving y'all more siblings and stuff and. You know, stimulus money, get up to 3 kids, that's $1,500.
Yeah, so that tell you right there, you can't have more than 3.
Yeah, then
you ain't getting nothing for the rest of them.
Yeah, man, so listen, man. Y'all know where to find us, man. This is the Frocast, episode 405. This your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And y'all know how we do this shit, man. We out this bitch. Peace.
Peace.
Don't forget to buy a shirt.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com